Now, the Northern Ireland Human Rights Chief Commissioner is Professor Les Allenby, and he's available to speak to us. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is a wide-ranging report. 12 youngsters, it says, were shot between 2009 and last year, while another 27 were assaulted. Now, we're talking children, we're talking youngsters. Am I right in believing that a youngster could be someone aged 17 years and 360-odd days?
You are. For the purposes of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, we're talking about children and young people who are under 18. As far as we're concerned, it doesn't matter whether the paramilitary shooting or assault is on a 17-year-old or a 14-year-old or a 12-year-old. It's a human rights violation and it's unacceptable. Today is International Youth Day and we're doing a piece of work with children and young people around kind of participation. This report is to the UN Committee on the Convention on the Rights of the Child, who are examining next year the UK government and the devolved administrations, including the Northern Ireland Executive's performance. And really what we're saying is, telling it like it is, this issue has not gone away. It's not something that stopped in the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s. It's still happening in 2015, and it has to cease.
Now, any right-minded person listening to this programme would be applauding you at this moment in time and saying, under no circumstances should anyone be put through some form of kangaroo court, judge and jury, and a punishment attack, as it is often called, a paramilitary attack. But you're also saying that the remanding in custody of, and we use the term children, the remanding in custody of children is something that has to be looked at as well. There will, the more they people listen to the human rights issue, there will be people beginning to think, well, how do we deal with these ferals who are in society? Because there are some kids in society that are wreaking havoc and causing angst and pain to the community. How do we deal with them?
Yeah, well, I think the first point we'd make is we're not arguing that children or young people shouldn't be accountable for their behaviour. It should be in proportion to their age and maturity, etc. What we're saying in terms of remand is that 9 out of 10 children and young people who are held on remand don't then go on to receive a custodial sentence, and therefore we're holding a lot of children on remand, in our view, unnecessarily. We need to find alternative ways of dealing with children other than the criminal justice system. The criminal justice system is largely designed and for adults and not for children and young people. So if there are issues of behavior of children and young people, they have to be dealt with in a child-friendly and sensitive way. That doesn't mean that you don't hold children to account, but you recognize the age of children in dealing with issues of behavior, including issues of criminal behavior. Criminal justice system is not designed to deal with children and young people, and we need to recognise that.
Yeah, so people again will be saying, I'm with you to a point whereby a child breaking the law, causing problems, being a nuisance, being a pest, or worse, we tend to think of children. We tend to think of what a child really is to an ordinary Joe or Josephine out and about in the street. It is someone who is small, it's someone who is young, it is someone who is vulnerable. 17 and 18-year-olds or 16, 17, late 17-year-olds, you know, surely they've got to stand up and be counted a bit more than the way you're talking about them.
Well, we have youth custody, we have youth justice systems, so this isn't about saying that, for example, 16 and 17-year-olds, again, shouldn't be held to account. What we're recognising is that 16 and 17-year-olds in circumstances can be both vulnerable, they're not yet fully mature. That isn't to say that they're, you know, if 16 and 17-year-olds transgress in the criminal law, there are ways of dealing with this that are not about the full criminal justice, adult criminal justice system. So we want to look at systems that recognize children and young people for who they are in terms of their age. It's best, frankly, if young people of that age don't get a criminal record unless absolutely necessary and as a matter of last resort. So we think there are ways, and youth justice systems can be designed and have been designed in many places, including a more user-friendly in Northern Ireland, that recognises the issue of children and young people. That's really what we're highlighting here. That can be done, and it's not beyond the wit of government devolved assemblies to do that.
Is it because that government and dissolved assemblies and police have failed that we have the vacuum being filled by what can only be described as the evil of the paramilitaries, who take a young person out and, you know, put nails through their hands or shoot them in the knees or beat them with baseball bats? Like, that is beyond vicious. It is pathetically appalling that human beings in this country will do that to other young human beings, or to anyone.
Yeah, it's a violation of the child or young person's human rights. There's no due process. People shouldn't take the law into their own hands. We recognise the police take these issues seriously. Really, the purpose of highlighting this in our report is to say to communities that this should not be happening in your community. It's to say to paramilitaries that you should stop doing this, to get paramilitaries to look in the mirror and look at themselves and realise what they're doing is a violation of human rights. I'm perfectly realistic about the level of influence the Commission will have on paramilitaries. Ultimately, it's about continuing to make sure that this issue is not swept under the carpet and we realise it's still happening in Northern Ireland today, and to make a concerted effort to say to communities, help us make sure that this stops.
Even though I've described it in the way that it should be described, as a vicious, horrific attack on another human being, there are people in this country who think it's the only option, because some of the people who have been attacked, some have been absolutely innocent who have been attacked, some who've been attacked are the total problem within society. They are the problem within society, and nothing's been done. The statutory agencies have failed to deliver the community from the problem. And those who use this vicious system are applauded by some in the community. Are those who applaud them equally as bad, or do you in some way understand the mindset of a person who's constantly tortured by a teenager, that they actually say, well, thank God he's been seen to?
Well, the first, I think, the most important thing to say is it's never acceptable in any circumstances to do this, no matter what somebody is purported to have done or may have done. The second point, I think, for us in the Commission is that we have a justice system. That justice system has been very significantly reformed in the last 10 or 15 years. We now have accountable mechanisms through police ombudsman and a number of changes to the police service. It's about letting the police do their job in terms of crime. It's not for unaccountable, unelected paramilitary organisations to take the law into their own hands. And communities have, if they speak with one voice, have an influence in their local communities. We've seen that on all sorts of community-based issues. And this is another one where we want communities, wherever possible, to say, this should not be done in our name. We do not support this. Because if paramilitaries don't get tacit support for doing this, then it will help the problem to, or the issue to, cease. And then let's use the justice system. Let's find, you know, use youth justice and for adults criminal justice systems for dealing with these issues, where there is accountability mechanisms, where there are due process, and that's the right way to deal with crime at a local level.
The very good points that people would argue that have been made by the Human Rights Commission, are they diluted to some extent when you also speak in reports about children being protected from the effects of the 11 plus?
I don't think they do. It's important to say the context here is that in 2008, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which the United Kingdom government signed up to and says it will abide by, there is a committee that periodically looks at the UK's performance. So 7 years ago it looked at it. It's due to look at it again. 7 years ago that committee said that it's time to end selection in schools. Since then, the 11 plus has gone. But frankly, it's been replaced by...
The 11 plus?
Well, it's been replaced by, frankly, a dog's dinner of a system that's even arguably even less satisfactory than the 11 plus. We know the reasons why. There's not a consensus on this politically. And what we're saying to the committee is that things have not improved in this area. This perpetuates inequality. It puts children through, at a very tender age, through a system which puts undue pressure on children. And we don't think it's the right way to educate our children.
So is the Human Rights Commission saying that parents who put their children through those three exams at the latter stages of the academic year, in some way not being good parents?
No, we're not making a judgment on what parents do. We understand the reasons why parents will put their children through this system, because it has an undue impact on young people in terms of their educational outcomes. So I understand why almost two-thirds of parents put their children through this process. But we're saying it's not the right process. We need to change that. It's not a judgment on parents who decide to do that. I understand entirely the reasons. The system is there. It leaves parents in a very difficult dilemma. So this is not an attack on parents. It's not about good or making judgments on good or otherwise parenting, whether you put your child through that system or you don't. It's about saying it's not the right system for educating our children in terms of equality of opportunities and ultimately a greater equality of outcome.
There's another element that you home in on. It's very relevant during the summertime. So many fraught parents, maybe fraught children as well, considering the weather's so poor and everyone wanted it to be better. And maybe you're running out of money and you're running out of ideas and you're hanging around. And you're almost wishing you were back at school. It's been such a poor summer. And eventually the youngsters are going to be, for want of a better term, cutting up rough. And a parent may smack a boy or girl during the course of this summer. That is a violation of their human rights. You're very clear on that.
Well, yeah, what we're saying is it's not a violation of human rights in the sense of it depends on how you deal with this, but hurting a child or physically hurting a child, I mean, the law is clear at the moment in Northern Ireland. It's reasonable chastisement. The problem is, what is reasonable chastisement? We think that there are ways in which you can rear your children through positive parenting that still recognizes that children need boundaries, that still recognize that there will be times when you rely on the naughty step, you rely on saying to children, you can't undertake an activity because of your behavior, etc. There are ways in which you can set boundaries, you can provide discipline that doesn't involve hitting and hurting a child. So therefore, the law that says that reasonable chastisement, whatever that happens to be, and it's very difficult to make a judgment call on that, our view is it's time that law was changed and that smacking was banned altogether.
Is it unfair to say, final question, is it unfair to say that when we listen to Les Allenby and the Human Rights Commission's representatives, you're the chief commissioner, when we listen to you, people will be, and I'm not for a moment suggesting that this text has come through, but it's the type of text that I'm going to get during the course of the programme, that listening to yourself speaking, you're suggesting that children shouldn't go through challenging exams when they're young. If they do misbehave, they shouldn't be smacked. And if they misbehave as a result of not being properly educated or indeed not being smacked somewhere along the line a little later in life and they get arrested, they shouldn't be remanded in custody. It could sound very nanny-ish and very left-wing, for want of a better term.
Well, I think this is about just decency. It's hard enough in society to grow up. It's tough these days being a parent in the society that we're in. Children and young people are under pressures that I didn't face when I was a young person, cyberbullying, etc. What we're saying is that, yes, children need boundaries. Yes, children need support. We can provide that in a way that is not about hurting children, that's not about making a child's life more difficult. We need to listen to children and young people. That's what the convention is, at the heart of the convention. It's about what's in the best interests of the child. And we think that our report recognises those important principles. And this, for me, is about political decency. This is not about political correctness. It's the right thing to do, bearing in mind human rights standards that the UK government has signed up to.
Professor, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Professor Les Allenby there, the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission's Chief Commissioner.